The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Daf Ayin Aleph. Today's daf is being studied in Nunishmat. Marat, Zekenati, Yafa, Batzarab, Nunishmat, Avraham, Minister. Ruach Hashem, Tenichem, Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. רפואה שלמה משה בן דינה אל נא רפנה לא רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף והתון כלומר לבוא וכן ירסום ורומר אמן בבינית תראי סדף על עין א' עמוד ראשון second line גנב וטבח ביום הכיפורים גנב וטבח ביום הכיפורים so we said what if a person let's say steals and he slaughters the animal on יום הכיפורים So we said in the Mishnah, he has to pay 4 and 5.
Yes.
4 or 5. Why? Because we have a general rule. If he would have done this on Shabbat, since the Tibiha would have given him a Hayuv Mita, so we have a lesson that teaches us that you cannot get a death penalty and pay at the same time. Eno met u mishalem. Kim le, we give the person the greater of the two punishments. Mashe'ekin on Kippur, there is no death penalty for Tibiha. There is an Isur Karet. Karet is not a physical death penalty. Therefore, on Kippur, if a person is tobeach the animal, he would still be obligated to pay the monetary 4 or 5 payments. Comes the Gemara and says, Amre, Amai, why is this deed correct? Nihi de katala leka, granted. Guy's not going to get death penalty. Malkut miha ika, but he does get lashes. Lashes is also a punishment. And we have a rule that just like Eno metu mishalem, Eno lokeu mishalem. So therefore you should be patur on Kippur from the Malkut, meaning because you're getting Malkut, you should be patur from the payment. Amre, Amani, who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Meir, the Amar, lokeu mishalem. Yeah, Rabbi Meir holds. You get Malkut and you get Mishalem, no problems. Therefore, that's why Mishnah says Hayav. Irabi Meir. Wait, if you're saying the Mishnah is the Meir, Afilu Tabach Meshabbat. Then even if you were Toveyach on Shabbat. Why? Because it sounds like, according to the Meir, we're not making a difference between, just like he says, Lokeo Mishalem, Metu Mishalem. So therefore, if you're saying the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, why did the Mishnah say, if you toveach b'Shabbat, you patur? According to Rabbi Meir, Shavi, Hayav as well. V'chi tema, maybe you'll tell me there's a difference. Loke u'mishalem itle, metu mishalem letle. Maybe he makes a chiluk between. Yeah, loke u'mishalem, yeah, you do both. But maybe not metu mishalem, velo. Yeah. Really? Is there a difference? V'atanya, we have a braita. Gana v'tavach b'Shabbat. A person stole and slaughtered on Shabbat. Ganav etavach la'avodah zara. Or let's say he slaughtered the animal l'shem avodah zara. As he was slaughtering, his kavanah was for the sake of avodah zara. He'd be hayav mita in such a case. Because that's considered worshipping avodah zara. Ganav shor hadniskal. Or let's say he stole a shor that was destined to be stoned. For example, the shor gored a person and killed him. Right? He's a muad. What do we do with the animal? So we have to kill the animal. So it says, Shona niskal utbacho, in all these cases. Now, even though the animal is isur hana'ah, the hadush is what? Meshalem arba'ah v'chamisha devreh Nabi Meir. Okay, but what do you see clearly? That the Nabi Meir holds that ganav etavach afilu b'shabbat, you're chayav. So you see, he holds that I don't care if there's mitah, doesn't matter. Met or meshalem. Yehayav both. Now, v'achamim potrim. But achamim say in these cases, indeed, you're going to be patur. But at least according to the Rabbi Meir, let's go back. We asked the question. Our Mishnah said, Kippur. Kippur, if you're toveyach, patur. Oh, what do you mean patur? You're getting malkut. I'm sorry, Mishnah said Kippur Hayav. Hayav to pay 4 and 5. Why should be Hayav? You're getting Malkut. Oh, so must be going like the Bimeir that says Loke u'mishalem. Oh, if you hold Loke u'mishalem, he also holds Met u'mishalem. Because we clearly have a Braita that says if a person's Tobeach b'Shabbat, the Bimeir says Hayav to pay. So if our Mishnah is like the Bimeir, why did the Mishnah make a Hiluk between Shabbat and Yom Kippurim? The Chavrah quote to me, there's no Hiluk Ben Met u'mishalem, Ben Loke u'mishalem. Amre Bar Mina Dehahi, which means leave that Braita out. Take that Braita out. We know you asked me a question from this Braita, but leave it. You cannot bring a Ra'ya from this Braita to our subject. Why not? Deha itmar ala, because we learned on this Braita. Amar bi Yaakob. Amar bi Yohanan. ואמרי לה, אבא רבי ירמיה, אבא רבי שמעון בן לקיש, רבי אביד ורבי אלעה, וכל חברות חבורתה, the whole group of rabbis, בשמד רבי יוחנן אמרי, you know what that case was talking? בתובח על ידי אחר. Oh, you know what the case was? Not like you thought. That the guy stole it and he himself slaughtered it on Shabbat. Nah, if he himself would have slaughtered it on Shabbat, we would say, Kimne bidrabamine, and therefore he would be patur. You know what the case is talking about? He stole it and he had somebody else slaughter it on Shabbat. So the hadush over here is that even though he appointed somebody else to slaughter it, he himself has to pay now Arba'ah v'chamisha, because he's not getting a death penalty. Gemara says, wait, v'chi zeh choteh v'zeh mitchayev? How does that work? We have a general rule that what? How can this guy be the one that makes the sin, and this guy's going to be doing the pay? The general rule is, en shaliach nedvar avera. That means, there's no shirichot when it comes to an avera. So you tell me a fantastic hadush over here. Oh, you know what the case of the braita is? The guy stole an animal, and came Shabbat, and he told his friend, do me a favor, you slaughter it. I'm not Hayam Mita, because he slaughtered, and I have to pay. What are you talking about? V'chi zeh choteh, v'zeh mishalem? Doesn't work that way. Ela what? Give me the case why you're telling me in that Baraita that he actually has to, that he has to pay. If he did it himself, Chaura, we have a law of Kimne, but then about me. Oh, so no, he didn't do it himself. Somebody else did it. Does that make sense? V'chi zeh choteh, v'zeh mishalem. Amar Rava, shani hacha. Yeah, here is different. You're right. All over the place, if one guy sins and one guy doesn't have to pay. But here by tibicha b'chira, yes. De'amar kira, utmacho u'mecharo. The Torah compares slaughtering to selling. Ma b'chira al yedei acher, af tibicha al yedei acher. Wow, chedush. Just like mechira, is it possible to do mechira unless you have a third party?
No.
No, you need somebody else to sell something to. Similarly speaking, you're going to be hayav also on tevicha through davar achir.
Wow.
Pekhadush, the Torah is giving you a gezerat katuv. That generally speaking, what? If he makes a sin, I don't pay. But by tevicha of an animal, yes. Because it's like mechira. Just like mechira is ayyedeh davar achir, so to toveya is ayyedeh davar achir, which means, I stole it. Came Shabbat, I told my shaykh, do me a favor, you slaughter it. He slaughters it, I gotta pay the 4 and 5. Debir b'yishmer tana, or lirabot et ha-shaliyah. Okay, a different from the extra or. It says utbacho or becharo. From the extra word or, it comes to include that even if a shaliyah did it, going to be hayab. Debir b'yishmer tana, tahat lirabot et ha-shaliyah. Okay, either way. Either you learn it from Tibiha to Mechira, or you learn it from the word O, or you learn it from the word Tahat. Either way, we're learning over here that Shaliach is going to be Mechayev, the Ganav to pay 4 or 5. So we have no Ra'aya from this Braita to our case. Really, I'll tell you, our Mishnah is going, that said that Tobeya, B'Yom Kippurim, you're going to be Hayav. Oh, who's that opinion going like? So So we said it's going like Rabbi Meir, right? Because Rabbi Meir says loke, umishalim. Even though you're getting malkut, mishalim. So we said, oh, what do you mean? According to Rabbi Meir, how are you going to learn Amishnah? Because Amishnah is a Shabbat. So Ella, what are you going to say? Over there, it's metu mishalim. And if you're going to tell me that what that Rabbi Meir makes a difference between Loke and Mishlim and Metta Mishlim, you see from this Braita that he doesn't. No! This Braita has got nothing to do with Metta Mishlim Nechlal. This Braita is talking about where the Ganav commissions somebody else to slaughter it for him. So therefore, could be the Bimir does make a Hiluk between Loke and Mishlim, yes. Metta Mishlim, no. So the Mishnah indeed could be the Bimir. Don't ask me a question from the Braita, because already the Braita we explained is talking about a totally different case where somebody else did the slaughtering. Comes again and asks a question about Kifla Borzutra. How does this work? Mi'ika midi. The ilu avid ihu. Lo mehayev. The avid shaliyah u mehayev. Gemara cannot accept this. If the guy himself would have done it, the ganav, he would not have to pay. Because kim de b'derbam bide. But if somebody else is doing it, he has to pay. Which means it makes no sense. Oh, it makes no sense. How can my shaliyah incriminate me more than if I would have done it myself? If I did it myself and slaughtered it, do I pay? No. Okay, but bottom line, if I'm doing it myself and I don't have to pay, it cannot be a shaliyah can make me pay worse than myself. That the Gemara cannot accept. So the Gemara says, your point. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Amar Rav Asher, hatam la mishum de lo mechayefu. It's not that he's not hayav. By the way, when he does it himself, he's also hayav. Very good. But for a technical reason, we can't give him two punishments. But he's hayav. Period. So therefore, don't ask me that question. Don't ask me, how is it possible that if I did it myself, I'd be patur, and if I did it to a shira, I'd be hayav? Very simple. By the way, you're hayav also when you did it. It's just that we got a rule that's called kibnim b'derababineh that says you can't do both. But you're hayav. Good. So what that shaliyah does it, there's no kibnim b'derababineh. Pay. Very good. Oh, now the Gemara goes, v'i b'tomeyah al yedei acher. Wait. In that Baraita, we had a machlok and Rabbi Meir and Hakamim. So what's the case? Tofeyah, Meshabbat, Al Yedeh, Acher. Rabbi Meir says, Hayav. Why? Because of Gezrat HaKatuv, that when your Sharia does something, you're going to have to pay. Beautiful. Gezrat HaKatuv. But the rabbi said patur. What do you mean? My tamad ravran de patre. What's the reason? Which means the chalav, you have this gezrat katuv over here. What's the reason why they say patur? Why do they say if you did it ayde acher, you're going to be patur? The chalav, if you do it ayde acher, should be hayav. You have to pay. Amre man hachamim. Oh, you know who the rabbis are? Rabbi Shimon. The amar shechita she'en areuya. Oh, you know why? They hold a shechita that's not a viable shechita that will not allow you to eat the animal. It's not a shechita. Remember, we learned the Bishamon in Amishnah? The Bishamon learned in Amishnah, Terefa. No, Alba v'Hamisha. Oh, so in this case over here, also all the case now, if we go back to the Braita, there was actually three cases. There was Avodah Zarah case. You slaughtered it for Avodah Zarah. Oh, I understand that. That's not viable for eating, because that's Subhanah. The Shonan Niskal case. That's an animal that was already on death row, which you were supposed to get stoned. That's Subhanah. So the Shechita does not matir it, because that's not considered a Shechita. And we're going to have to explain Shabbat somehow, that the slaughtering, even though you're slaughtering Ayideh Acher, on Shabbat, somehow the animal must come as Surbana, since you did it on Shabbat. But the Gemara is going to go through the three cases. But basically, because you did it Isur on Shabbat. So when you do it, we're going to see this. Three she taught on this. When the person does it Isur on Shabbat, what happens to the item itself? But basically, the Gemara starts off like this. Gemara says, Bishlama Avodah Zarah Vishonah Niskal. Good, that was in case we understand. Shechita Shechita Neuyahi.
Good. Shaitav avodah zarah, the shaitav doesn't make the animal kosher. Adraba, it's a subara. Shorin iskal, a subara. Very good. So then that's what Rabbanan say. You patu because it's like a sedeh shaitah. You only have to pay dalad vehe when there's a shaitah. But if the shaitah is not an edible shaitah, Ali Badr Bishwan of Avishna, therefore you don't have to pay. Oh, Ela Shabbat, Shaitah Uyahi. But the Chalal and Shabbat, the Shaitah is good. Why? Ditnan. Now, this is something we learned in Masechet Shabbat. It is a very fundamental argument that you must know between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yohanan, Hasadlar. You must get these three shittot good. We'll go one at a time. Ditnan. Hashochet b'Shabbat. Ubi Yom Kippurim. Good. Guys, shochet either on Shabbat or Yom Kippurim. Oh, we continue with the question. Afapish b'tchayim b'nafsho, shechetato keshera. Which we see clearly from the Mishnah, that even if you slaughter on Shabbat, or you slaughter on Kippur, you make a avod, but the shaitah is kosher. Sounds like you eat the animal. So therefore, if the animal is edible, why do the rabbis say you don't pay arba v'chamishah when you shoit on Shabbat? Avre! Savar la! Can it be Yohanan HaSadlar? Oh, what does Yohanan HaSadlar say? Here's the Mishnah. Have a bashel b'Shabbat. Okay. Basically, you got to learn two cases. Guys cooking on Shabbat. The variables that you have to plug in for this mahalakot are as follows. He cooked on Shabbat. Was he shogeg or was he mezid? Okay. Number two, you're going to have to plug in. It's asur for him. It's asur to eat the animal. Even though it's slaughtered kasher. When is it asur? Is it going to be asur on Shabbat? Who is it going to be Asur? Motzei Shabbat. Third variable, to who is it going to be Asur to? To the guy who slaughtered it? Or to everybody? Okay? So those are the three variables. Was he Shogeg or Mezid? When are we talking? Are we talking Shabbat or Motzei Shabbat? And to whom are we talking? Once you get these three variables, we go slow. Have a Bashem Shabbat. He cooked on Shabbat. Variable number one, Meshogeg. What's the deed? Yochal. No. Which is according to the Shita, it's mashma. If you were shogeg, everybody eats. No problem. He did it by mistake. He forgot it was Shabbat. We didn't know Shaita was forbidden. However, you're going to say, therefore, everybody's mutab is shogeg. Bebezid, lo yochal, devre Rabbi Meir. Which means, if he did it bebezid, it's mashma. Nobody can eat on Shabbat, but everybody's permissible on Motzei Shabbat. So the meaning is very simple. Shogeg mutar akol b'Shabbat, mezid asur akol b'Shabbat, but mutar akol b'Motzei Shabbat.
Including himself.
Next thing, Devar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda's the shitot get more machmir as we go on. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. B'Shogeg yochal b'Motzei Shabbat. Oh, he's on. B'Shogeg everybody can eat on Motzei Shabbat, which means the shogeg of Rabbi Yehuda is like the mezid of Rabbi Meir. Now,
what's
the mezid? Be yochal. The Motzei Shabbat. La achirim. Oh, I'm reading the wrong line. La chila. Correct. The B Yehuda Omer. Okay, I got the place. Beshogeg Yochal. Moshe Yochal when? Moshe Shabbat. Bemezid, however, Lo Yochal Olami. Which means that's for the Mevashel himself. The Mevashel himself, he's forbidden forever. However, Achirim will be permitted on Motzei Shabbat. So he's a drop more machmir in the Mezid case as well. Whereas in the Mezid, according to the Meir, Motzei Shabbat, mutar for everybody. According to the B Yehuda, the Mezid is never mutar for the Mevashel. It's only mutar for Motzei Shabbat, la Achirim. Now we get to the most machmir shita. Rabbi Yohanan HaSadla Omer, Bishogeg, Yochal the Motzei Shabbat, la Achirim, Velo Lo. Wow. So his shogeg is like the mezid of the rabbi before him, Rabbi Yehuda. And he's coming along and saying what? Bishogeg, it's asur. Memotzei Shabbat. For the guy himself forever.
Shogeg for the guy himself forever. And for Achayrim, mutar only once a Shabbat. However, bebezid, lo yochal olamit. No, no. Lo lachayrim. My tamad, Rabbi Yochanan Sadar. What's the logic of Rabbi Yochanan Sadar? Kedarish Rechaya, afetha, deber isiyah. Ushmartem et Shabbat. Ki kodesh, hi lachim. Keep the Shabbat. Because the Shabbat is indeed Kodesh. Ma Kodesh. Asur ba'akhila. Just like something that's Kodesh. You're not allowed to eat it. Like a korban. Af ma'aseh Shabbat. Asurim ba'akhila. So to a isur that was not on Shabbat becomes asur ba'akhila. Or ima Kodesh asur ba'ana'a. Maybe you'll say that just like Kodesh, you're not allowed to even have hana'a. I can't even feed it to the dogs or sell it. No, you can benefit from it. Oh, maybe you'll say even b'shogeg. Oh, so back to our story. We go back to the case that we had in the Braita. Okay, our question was, he slaughtered on Shabbat. Hakamim said, oh, slaughtered on Shabbat, patur. What do you mean patur? Oh, he goes like Rabbi Shimon. The animal's not edible. Why isn't the animal edible? Oh, you know what? Because he goes like Rabbi Yohanan HaSadlar. Rabbi Yohanan HaSadlar says, if you slaughtered b'mezid on Shabbat, the animal is asur de'olam for everybody. So therefore, that's why the shechita is not a valid shechita for eating. And he also can be shimon, therefore you're not going to have to pay arba'a mechamisha. Good? Comes the Gemara and says, and we have a pesukim over there, teach me. It sounds like over here, ma'aseh shabbat is asur de'olaita. Ki kodeshi. Right? So Sud deoraita this eating over here. If a person does something on Shabbat, melacha, the item is forbidden min ha-Torah. Comes the Gemara and says, Pedigima, Rabbacha v'Navina. Hadamar ma'aseh Shabbat deoraita. You're right. One rabbi says indeed, from this pasuk, it is indeed Sud deoraita. Hadamar ma'aseh Shabbat Rabbanan. Oh, it's only with Rabbanan. Ma'adamar deoraita kedamaran. Like we just said, we proved it from the pasuk. Ma'adamar Rabbanan. Amar kera. Kodesh who? Who Kodesh? Ve'ed ma'asav Kodesh. The exact opposite. They learn from the Basuk. Yeah, it is Kodesh. What is Kodesh? Shabbat is Kodesh. But the melacha, or the result of a melacha of Shabbat, is not considered Kodesh. Pishtama lemandamad. So elawa, it's only gezerah, the Rabbanan. Meaning from the Pasuk is mutar, but the rabbis came along and were all said it. Pishtama lemandamad deoraita. Which means, I understand, if you say it's Yisud Deoraita, that's why the rabbi said if you slaughter on Shabbat, since the Shaita Torah is not viable, therefore you can be patur from Dalet Ve'er. Why are the Rabbanan going to be poter? Minat Torah, the Shaita is Kesherah. And therefore, Minat Torah, you should have to pay Dalet Ve'er. Why did the Braita say if he slaughters on Shabbat, he doesn't have to pay Dalet Ve'er? So he says, you're right. Ashara, avodah zarah, b'shoreh neskal. The rabbis were only poter on two of the three cases. Did I tell you the three cases? The Shabbat, avodah zarah, b'shoreh neskal. Avodah zarah, that's Yisur deoraita. Can't eat it. Okay, good. No doubt there. Because shaita is not a shaita. To matir it. B'shoreh neskal, it's a subhanah from the onset. Yes. Therefore, the shaita is not matir it. Oh, but Shabbat... You're right. According to Shita that says Ma'ashe Shabbat is mutar min Torah, the Shita really is matir min Torah in a kaname. The rabbis will say you have to pay 4 or 5. So when the rabbi said you're patur, it's only on the two out of the three cases. Comes the Gemara and says Venami Meir. Now we go back. Venami Meir. Amai mechayev shochet la'avodah zarah. What was the first case? Guy is shochet la avodah zara. What does it mean? He stole an animal. Slaughtering it. The shame avodah zara. Gemara has a question. Kevan the shahat bapurta. What happens? Once you put the knife to the neck of the animal, already the animal becomes asra. Idach is suneh ana'ahu. Velav demare katamah. By the time you come to slaughter it, you're not slaughtering the owner's animal anymore. Because bottom line, it's forbidden by Hana'a. The second I put the knife to the throat, Leshem Avodah Zarah, the first incision is a Subhana'a already. By the time I end up consummating the Shaita, it's not his animal anymore, it's a Subhana'a. So Hashem Hayav. The Torah says, Utbahu, I slaughtered his animal. I didn't slaughter his animal, it's a Subhana'a already.
Nice.
Good question. Gemara says, Amarava, Be'omer, Bigmar Zviha, Hu Ovda. He says, I'm not worshipping Avodah Zarah to the last cut. Mm-hmm. So as he's slaughtering it, it's still the owners. The last second, Lashem Avodah Zarah. Okay, for that already it's going to be Hayat. Because it was still in the owner's possession. It was still not Asubana to the last moment when he was all said it. Okay, next case. Amar Abba. Shona Neskal. Isune hana'aninu lav demare katama. Strong question. An animal that killed already. Killed a person. Witnesses and everything. What's the deed? Got to stone it. Muad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stone it. So what are you doing? You're going to stone it. So it's a subhana'ah. Any animal that's on death row, so to speak, that has to be stoned, is a subhana'ah. So how can the Rimi here say when you slaughter a shona niskal, you steal it and slaughter it, you have to pay? I'm not slaughtering it, so it's a subhana'ah. I'm not slaughtering his, not his anymore. It's a subhana'ah. So therefore, what's the case? So you want Amar Avachem Askinan? Let's do an interesting case. Kegod Shemasro Neshomer Vezik Bebet Shomer Vehuad Bebet Shomer Venegmardino Bebet Shomer. Guy gave his animal over to a Shomer to watch. Happened to be the animal damaged in the house of the Shomer. It was worn in the house of the Shomer. It went to court in the house of Shomer, and there was Gmardin already. Now the guy's an animal that he's supposed to be watching. Now already it's a shorter niskal. And what does he do? He goes back to the guy. Oh, by the way, here's your animal back. Now we have to see, can he do that? So Yomara says, V'Rabbi Meir, Savala K'Rabbi Yaakov, V'Svirale K'Rabbi Shimon. Let's see these two shittot. To create the shita, V'Rabbi Meir, we need to build a two shittot. Savala K'Rabbi Yaakov, the Amar. אף משנגמר דינו יחזירו שומר לבעלים מוחזר. רבי יעקב הולץ, I don't care. Even if it's גמר דינו, I can return it back to the owner and I'm okay. Okay? יחזירו שומר לבעלים מוחזר. It counts. Now, that she says, ואומר לו, הרי שלך לפניך. נמסף, שאף הפי שאינו שווה כלום. It's not worthless, it's worthless. גורם לממונו. דכל זמן שהוא קיים, שומר פותר את עצמו בו, ואם יובד, ישלם דמיו. One more line, I'll explain to what she just said. וסבל הקרמי שמון דאמר, דבר הגורם לממון, כממון דמה. Let's talk about that case. This animal, let's go straight to the case. This animal over there. Is it worth anything? No. Is it ממון? No. Zero. Worth zero. So you can't call it ממון. But the Mishnah wants to know you can call it mamon. Because this animal is gorem mamon. It will cause a monetary payment. How? If I don't give this to you back, or if something happens to this animal, I'm the shomer, I'm going to have to pay you money. Correct? So while this animal itself might not be mamon, it's gorem me to have to pay more. So therefore, if you're not going to let me pay this back, I'm going to end up having to pay money. So therefore, Rabbi Meir holds two shittot. First of all, it's like Rabbi Yaakov that says what? The thing became a shor in the skull. I could say, Hare Shilcha Nefanecha. Here is your item. Oh, what do you mean my item? You're giving me back nothing. No, I'm giving you back mamon. Because he holds like Rabbi Shimon. That says what? That a davar, hagorem le mamon, is considered mamon. And therefore, it's as if I return back the item, and I return back my motu, therefore I gave you back your item. Now, let's just see first, before we go further, let's go further to see where we know this concept of the Vara Gwarim the Mamun. Let's see where you know from the Vara Gwarim the Mamun from. And she said, again, what else says? You know from a story in the Mishnah. Mitnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Ibi Shimon Omer. Kadashim Shahayab Aharayutan Hayav. Alma, the Vara Gwarim the Mamun. כמה מאוד דמה. What's the case? Nashi. Kadashim shehem ma'ariyutan. Ganav. Sheganav kadashim min bet ba'alim. The ganav, he stole kadashim from the owner's house. Im kiblam ba'alav alam ma'ariyut. Let's say the owner accepted upon himself the amar hare alai ola. Right? He says, I'm obligated to bring an ola. And he separated this animal. Now if this animal gets lost or something, the owner is going to have to bring another animal. Hayav l'shalem kefil. Or the ganav has to pay kefil. Afal gab de lavdi de'ava el hekdesh. I didn't steal your animal. I stole hekdesh. But you stole something that's gorim mi mamon. Because if you don't give me this item back, now already I got to buy another animal. So therefore you see what? For the fact that a ganav is hayav on a case of hekdesh that the owner accepted upon himself that he's responsible, and therefore the ganav has to make kefil. So something would happen over here. In the case, we had a question like this. Shonan niskal. The question was, what do you mean when he slaughters it? It's yisur hana'ah. So therefore, how can he pay 4 or 5? It's yisur hana'ah. Then maybe it's his hayab. Oh, you know what the case is talking about? We're talking about a case here where the shomer was watching the animal. Shomer had the animal. It gored, it killed. Gimardin, Hayab Sekila, and now already he's giving it back to the owner. Okay, so if he's giving it back to the owner,
that's worthless.
Yeah, it's really worthless. So the scab. But it's about a gorim namon, so therefore it's considered kimamon. The case is like this. I will get the question so you can appreciate the answer. The question was, the Bibi'ir says, a guy slaughtered Shor HaNiskal, so I have to pay Arba B'Hamisha. Simple question. Shor HaNiskal is a Subhana'ah. How in the world could you pay 4 or 5 on something that's a Subhana'ah? You have to slaughter something that is the owner's. It's not the owner's anymore, it's a Subhana'ah. Oh, you know what the case is? We're talking about a case of me where the guy stole it from a Shomer's house. What was the Shomer? Shomer was watching an animal. It became a gora. It killed. It became gemardin. Okay? Now this animal over here in the shomer's possession has a deen of mamon. Why? Because according to the Biyakov, I can return the actual animal. And therefore, since I can return the actual animal, therefore this animal over here has value to me. Because if somebody's going to take it, namely the ganav, you're costing me now money. Because now I got to shell out money. Had you not taken this animal, I could have just given it right back. I would have been patur from everything. So therefore, when the guy slaughters it, yes, it's yisur hana'ah, it's yisur hana'ah, but it's like mamon. You're affecting somebody. Therefore, you have to pay arba'a b'hamisha. Comes the Gemara and says, Abba nafkana, amirta l'shemata kamed de Rav Zvid b'dar de'a. Says, I told over this halakha in front of Rav Zvid from the Hardeah, Bi matzit mukmet matnitin kerebi meir velo kerebi shimon. Now, we want to say, who's the author of our Mishnah? Author of our Mishnah is Rebi Meir. That's the way we've been establishing it throughout. Let's review why we said it's Rebi Meir. We said in the case of Yom Kippurim, for example, it's hayav. Why? Because loke or mishalem. Very good. That is according to the Bibi'ir. Then we just said over here, in the case of shonan niskal, right? Shonan niskal. Also, we said it's going according to the Bibi'ir as well. We just worked it out according to Yaakov and the Bishamon. Good. So the Al Mishnah basically we're saying is going like the Bibi'ir. So the Gemara questions: is that possible? Why can he call it the Bibi'ir? So the Gemara says, V'haket harisefa, Rabbi Shimon poter v'shne elu. At the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said, he is poter in two cases. Mechlal de bechula matnitin modeh. Implying that in the rest of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon is modeh. Meaning, it's mashma that the Mishnah is going alima to Rabbi Shimon. Because the Mishimon said at the end of the Mishnah, I'm poter in two cases. Mashma in all the other cases, he agrees. So therefore, you're telling me that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was not following Rabbi Shimon.
Let's go back. You have to go back. You have to go back. Yes, you have to go back. We learned earlier. Shohet on Yom Kippur. Good?
Hayav.
That's our Mishnah. Who's it going like?
Mimir.
Oh, so we said, but wait. What's the case of Shohet B'Shabbat? Shohet B'Shabbat Mishnah says Patur. Could that be the Mimir? He said, no, it is a Mimir. Because Mimir says, Loke U'Mishalem. But enu met u'mishalim. Okay, very good. Oh, so we had a question from a braita. Well, what did the braita say? Oh, we had a question from a braita above, and we answered it. Look at Rashi.
If it holds by,
you mean? Rashi, please. Mi matzit. Here's the key. Mi matzit mukmet matnitin. The ganav v'tabach, exactly, we're in the right case. The ganav v'tabach b'yom b'kippurim can be me'ir l'chudeh, the amar loke u'mishalem. You want to say that case of Kippur is the me'ir, and he holds loke u'mishalem. Why do you want to say it's only the me'ir? Maybe it's also the Bishamon, because the Bishamon only argued, it says, on two cases. Mashman, all the other cases of the Mishnah, he agrees. So why do you have to say the Mishnah is davka the me'ir? You can say the Mishnah is the me'ir, but the Bishamon. Because the Chavar Rabbi Yisrael only came to argue on two cases. So the Gemara says, no. Gemara says, Amale lo, Bechlal de mode betamach umachal refuah velakelabim. Rabbi Shimon was not discussing all the cases of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon jumped in the last four cases of the Mishnah. The last four cases were, you slaughtered for dogs, you slaughtered for refuah, you slaughtered and became a terefa, and you slaughtered Hunin in the Azara. What did it say in the Mishnah? On all four cases, Hayav. And Rabbi Shimon was poter in two. In which two? In the last two of the four cases. Meaning, in terefa, because it's not edible, and in Hunin the Azara, because it's not edible. But in Kelavim, and Nifuah, you're not using it to eat. But it's edible. But the Mishnah was not even discussing the earlier parts of the Mishnah. Therefore, in conclusion, who's the author of the Mishnah? Mimir. That says what? Loke u'mishalem ve'enomet u'mishalem. Maybe it's the Mishnah as well. No. The Mishnah doesn't start to talk until we get to the last four cases of the Mishnah. And all he was saying was that in two of the cases, I disagree. In which two cases? In Terefah, and in Holila Azara, because that type of shahita, the animal is not edible. Which cases does he agree? Not the whole Mishnah. We're not talking about the whole Mishnah. The two cases of Rifu'ah and Kenabi. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.